Hello. Hi, this is Manjunath here from Support and Retail Chat. Hello.
Hello. Yes,
Manjunath. I'm speaking to Bhumika.
Yeah. Please tell me.
Bhumika, regarding the ticket that which you have received, like, is that the right time to talk to you?
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to change in ZFC format. According to the budget, current budget, we need to remove two heads from our CTC breakup, like medical and convenience, and add a standard deduction.
No, standard deduction is not a component in actually, Bhumika. Like how
It's a
currently
component,
rebate.
actually.
No, it is not a component. Actually, how rebate is getting paid out to the
I
employee,
know,
right?
I
For the
know,
next question.
I know.
Similarly, even standard deduction is included as a part of calculation. But standard deduction is not a component. It is just a
I know,
direct exemption.
but
If you want, I will create it, okay? There is no issue from our end to create it. But what our clients are referring is what I suggested to you. If you want to go with standard deduction component name, I'll create it and give it to you, okay?
So what we can do, what was the amount will be there? Means that amount,
See,
40,000. Yeah.
standard deduction will not be pro standard deduction exemption is never prorated, okay? It is default 40,000 exemption
Yeah, right.
on whatever the taxable income that employee is earning. In salary structure, if I create a standard deduction, whether it should get prorated and it's supposed to be paid or full values and it has to be paid.
Sorry.
If I create a standard deduction component in salary structure, whether it has to be paid prorated or full values only it has to get paid.
Okay.
Because exemption is not according to proration. Earlier, medical and conveyance was prorated and it was giving out an exemption on whatever they are earning. But standard deduction is not something like prorated value. It is something default exemption for 40,000 on taxable income.
Right. But we
And
can't.
the standard and the standard deduction is not a Section 10 exemption. Okay, it is
Okay,
not Section
Manjunath.
10 exemption.
But what about the those what I have to say, components
Medical
like
and conveyance
medical?
will go.
Right.
It will be adjusted in special allowance, right?
Special allowance, but we are not providing that amount in special allowances. Actually, we
No
are
problem. Tell me one thing, like in which component you have to include it so that we will include it.
Sorry.
In which component you want to introduce this value, tell me, so that accordingly we will do it.
Same. Standard deduction.
Okay, we will do it.
Okay, please create that section. And what will be the effect of another employee? Should I update all employees according to
Yes.
this changes?
You have to revise the salary for all the employees.
No. Please don't do it from your side just because I need to check, okay, for others.
No, we will not revise. We will not revise it, okay? We will remove it from structure. The salary revision has to be done from your end only.
Okay. I'll do it by my end. You just add that part. So
We will do it.
it won't reflect in another employees, right?
Another employee's name?
Means if you create the standard deduction component, and you remove medical and convenience, so it will automatically reflect on those employees, or when I update.
For whichever the employee you update standard deduction, only for them it will be reflected.
Okay, otherwise medical and convenience will show.
Illa, no, it will not show even that.
Okay, so what will be the case for that employees?
That employee also you have to revise the salary.
Okay, so I need to
See,
update for all
medical and
employees,
conveyance.
right?
Yes, you have to revise it for. If the people do not have standard deduction, we have to adjust it in special allowance.
Okay.
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 But
Okay,
it
okay.
is mandatory to revise it for all the employees.
Yeah.
And one more thing, this medical and conveyance will be there in gross, okay? But the calculation will be zero.
Okay. So
Okay, understood. Because
you can't remove that head?
we can't remove it. We can't remove it from gross because if I remove it from gross, the previous month payslip will also be disabled. I mean,
Okay.
in salary statement also the component will not be available.
For till when I update the standard deduction, till that sections will
It
be
will be there.
showing.
Calculations
Okay.
will be there,
Okay.
but like it will be it will be in zero calculation. That's it.
Okay, it will be automatically removed when I update all the components, or it Also, it's showing.
By default, we will remove it for all the employees from April month, okay?
Okay.
That is the reason I'm telling you, like, you have to revise the revision mandate for all the employees.
Okay, I'll do it. After that, if I have any query, other query, I'll call you. Okay, or I'll mail you.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.